This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It is a Monday as we record this. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to the podcast. I hope you had a fabulous weekend. My training, just went for a ball of chalk this weekend, man, absolutely terrible. But I guess it is what it is. It's in the past, and it's sort of back to the grindstone today, and I'm just about to head off for a run as I record this. But I might not have got to do the training I wanted to do this weekend, but I did get to watch an incredible race yesterday here in Cape Town, the ITU event that took place in the Mother City, and got to watch the men's and the ladies' elites race. And what a superb performance it was. Always just, it's mind-boggling to see it in real life, how fast these guys are. And got to watch Richard Murray and our Olympic bronze medalist Henry Schumann go head-to-head on the course yesterday. It was a scorcher in Cape Town. A little bit of wind, but very, very hot in the afternoon. And what a spectacular day's racing it was. If you were in Cape Town, and I know there were a few listeners to the Kona Edge, both locally here in South Africa and international listeners who were here this weekend taking part, I hope you enjoyed the racing. And wherever you are in the world, I hope you had a great weekend of training or racing, whatever was on your menu for the weekend. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be chatting some running, and we're going to be heading back to a returning guest, Jody Browning, who joins us on today's podcast. Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. We chat some running now. We head back to Queensland to catch up with Jody Browning. Jody, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate the opportunity.
Jody, talk to me about your run. Out of the three disciplines, where would you slot it? Is it one of your strengths? Is it something you struggle with?
It's definitely my weakest leg, my run. And being a swimmer, starting up Ironman, I have been plagued with a number of lower body injuries, which has hampered my progression in my run over the years.
It's funny you say that, because every time I speak to a swimmer, that's the story. What have you done to sort of remedy that or prevent that?
Yeah, it's a good question. I am particularly focused now. I took up yoga about 18 months ago, and that's one of the best things that I've ever done from a mobility and balance proprioception perspective. And I've also stepped up my investment in Pilates and lower body glute work, because I have really weak glutes, which I think is something that a lot of swimmers would also experience.
Those sort of sessions, the Pilates and yoga, just general strength and conditioning, how many of those sessions would you typically do a week when you're training for an Ironman?
With yoga, I actually try and do that almost daily, only for half an hour. That helps, you know, recover from some of my sessions. And I'm lucky enough to work part-time, so I can squeeze that in, even if it's 20, 25 minutes. Pilates and strength and conditioning, I would probably try and do 2 to 3 times a week, but most Ironmen would know when you get to the back end of your preparation, timing gets a little bit short and you get a lot more fatigued. So it is something that does fall off to a degree, but I do try and keep it quite consistent because it's particularly important to me from an injury perspective.
Let's talk the run itself. What's been some of the biggest struggles outside of injury that you've had to work on and improve on your Ironman run?
For me, I think it's learning how to run properly, to be honest. Prior to starting Ironman, I think I had run one 10-kilometre race in my life, and that would have been the longest I had ever done. So my fitness and aerobic capacity has always been there, but it's developing the form at the back end of my marathon and being able to hold that that I have been focused on in particular.
Well, what sort of stuff? I mean, form is a big one, but as you say, particularly in the back end when you are fatigued, things go very pear-shaped. How have you sort of worked on your form? What have you done to sort of get that better?
Yeah, again, I don't have any run coaches. We don't have anything out here that, you know, that can help me with that. So it's been largely through physios, actually, when I have been injured, which again gets back to whenever you have a weakness, if you can work on that, then it's going to be an advantage for you. So feedback that I've had from physios about run form has been particularly advantageous for me, working on hip and glute strength so that I can keep the form at the back end of the marathon. When I've been injured, I've had to resort to a lot of water running, and that has had the advantage of helping me increase my cadence. So in a really strange roundabout way, every time I've had an injury from running, it's actually helped me to improve my run because it's highlighted a weakness, which has then given me a focus.
Well, what's your focus on this season as far as run goes and getting better?
Yeah, so this particular season, what I want to be able to accomplish is to be a little bit more mentally strong on the run. So I held form quite well at Busso. I felt I did anyway. It wasn't reflected in my time, but I was really quite heartened by that. So now I think it's a lot about mental tenacity. So I need to walk less, and I get a little bit bored on the run, to be honest. So I need to get a little less bored and possibly just try and race the run a little bit more than just trying to finish the run, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as favorite workouts go, what do you love doing run-wise?
The long, slow run is probably not my favourite thing. So in all of the other sports, anything that has any length to it, I'm quite happy to do. But in the run, I like to break it up a little bit more. So I don't particularly have a favourite, but anything that had intervals in it would be more favourable to me simply because it blocks it better for me mentally.
And Jodie, as far as the sort of run goes when it isn't your strongest, what are some of the things from a mental perspective that you coming off the bike knowing that it's not your best? What are some of the ways that you deal with that mentally, particularly on race day, and the positive self-talk to keep yourself in that frame of mind to go and do what you need to do?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think with me, with everything, and I have the advantage here, this is the biggest advantage being a swimmer, is that I've had to be technically proficient at what I do since I was a child. So what that helps me to do is focus on the process, and that's a really important thing my coach has always drilled into me. So when it comes to the run, I'm less concerned that it's my weakness and much more concerned about what I'm doing in the moment and focusing what I need to do in order to make my discomfort less and to still be able to work it to my best advantage. So it's just all about focusing on what I can do to facilitate a better race as opposed to focusing on the fact that this is my weakest leg. Mm. So it's a bit more about being a positive, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, Jodie, I look forward to catching up all about your nutrition and the way you approach Ironman from that perspective, but we'll save that for another day. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Brad.
This episode of The Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Kona Edge, and I hope you enjoyed that chat with Jody. Don't forget, if you haven't left us a review on iTunes, please do. I haven't had one for a couple of days, and I'm not feeling the love. It definitely bumps us up in the iTunes rankings. The more positive reviews and ranking or ratings we get, the more sort of iTunes pushes us up the rankings. And I'm on a mission to get into the top 50 sporting podcasts on iTunes. We know we're close, but those ratings and reviews definitely help. So think of it as our virtual tip jar. If you've ever got anything out of one of our podcasts, please, I'd really appreciate it. If you took, literally it takes 2 minutes to leave a review, and it is there forever. So it helps us ongoing as well. So please do that. Just open iTunes in your podcast player, which if you are using the native Apple player, and just hit leave a review. And yeah, it is hugely, hugely appreciated. And I'll give you a shout out on the next edition of the Kona Edge if you do that for us. So until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a superb Monday. I'm off for that run now. Have yourself a great day. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of The Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.